Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. It is I, Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture, on a rainy, rainy Monday morning here in LA, which is a very rare occurrence. And I'm looking at my weather app on my iPhone, and according to that, it's going to be pretty much 100% raining until about 5 p.m., and then it's going to be beautiful for the rest of the week. And I'm really looking forward to usually when it rains here in LA the next day, the following day, which for us is going to be Tuesday, it's usually spectacularly beautiful. The skies are clear. You go up and drive through the canyon. You can see the ocean. You can see all the way to Santa Monica. And it's really quite something to see. Now, I know for those of you who don't live in LA and live in, say, or on the East Coast or in Oregon or Seattle, areas where, you know, climate is more of a regular, ever-changing cycle, it doesn't mean anything for you to have, like, clear skies and rain, but for us, it's obviously something very special, especially for me, having grown up on the East Coast. You know, the only thing that I miss more than anything, aside from the family, is weather change, but, you know, that's okay. I love a rainy day, though. It makes everything feel very cozy, and it's like, you know, a nice change. You get to wear warm clothes, a raincoat, which I love. But other than that, I hope you all had a fabulous weekend. I had a pretty good weekend. I watched a lot of content. I watched all three Matrix movies. I have a lot of thoughts about that. And then I also watched, funnily enough, on Saturday night, after a very, very long shopping day, which was simply divine, I watched the movie Dune, which is streaming on HBO Max, starring Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Oscar Isaac, Rebecca Ferguson. Oh my gosh, he played Khal Drogo and he plays Aquaman, Jason Momoa, and many, many other incredible actors. Stellan Skarsgård from, you know, the MCU, and also Mamma Mia, of course. An icon, but it's a great film. It's visually spectacular. I mean, I watched it on my computer in bed, and obviously the intention of this production is to be seen in theaters, but, you know, I haven't gone to the theaters post-pandemic, and my first experience going to see a film in the cinema will be when I go see The Eternals on November 4th, in 2 weeks. I'm going opening night, which I'm really looking forward to, but, you know, I prefer to watch films in bed. I love streaming. That's why I'm so happy it exists, because, you know, you can get in your pajamas, you can take a pause, you can go to the bathroom, and then you're clean. You don't have to wear, you know, worry about, like, the dirty ass seats and the germs. So yeah, but aside from that, I have four stories for you guys today. Obviously the first story, which is the headline of this episode, this Monday episode, is really, really sad news for legions of fans. Of course, the passing of James Michael Tyler, who played Gunther on the iconic show Friends. We're gonna talk about that. I have a little bit of Ed Sheeran news. I'm going to talk about Mr. Bezos and his queen of a girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, who I don't think I've ever talked about on this podcast. And, of course, our queen, Angie Jolie, and her daughters. So, yeah, let's get into our first story of the day. It's from E! News, but many other outlets have posted about it. And that is, of course, Friends star James Michael Tyler, dead at 59 after cancer battle. Now, I was, you know, one of the many who watched the Friends reunion special on HBO Max, and James spoke. He wasn't there on the Warner Brothers lot with the rest of the cast or some of the other cast who had made guest appearances, but he made a little video, and some people, I think, noticed he looked a little bit different. But of course, you know, with age, you know, you look different, but I don't think anybody really knew he had cancer. I didn't know, but this is really, really sad news. James Michael Tyler, best known for playing fan favorite supporting character Gunther on Friends, has died. He was 59. The actor and Mississippi native passed away peacefully at his Los Angeles home on Sunday, October 24th, following a battle with prostate cancer. His manager said in a statement to E! News, quote, "The world knew him as Gunther, the seventh friend from the hit series Friends, but Michael's loved ones knew him as an actor, musician, cancer awareness advocate, and loving husband," the statement said. Michael loved live music, cheering on his Clemson Tigers, and would often find himself in fun, unplanned adventures. If you met him once, you made a friend for life. He added, quote, "Michael is survived by his wife, Jennifer Carno, the love of his life, ever united in good times, in sickness, and for eternity." The actor had revealed in a June interview on NBC's Today Show that he was diagnosed with the disease in September 2018. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't read that. I didn't know that. Quote, it says here, I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer, which had spread to my bones, he said. I've been dealing with the diagnosis for almost the past 3 years. It's stage 4, late stage cancer, so eventually, you know, it's probably gonna get me. Wow. He added, quote, I missed going in for a test, which was not a good thing, so the cancer decided to mutate at the time of the pandemic, so it progressed. And then the article posted a photo of James just finished chemo round 2 last week. Thank you all so much for your outpouring of love and support. It means the world to me. Please click the link in my bio. This is really heartbreaking news because he was so beloved. I mean, not only by his wife and probably very close friends. It's probably unimaginable what they're going through, but he was so beloved. I mean, I love Friends and I loved Gunther, and he was very funny. You know, he always, whenever he had dialogue in any of the episodes, he was so funny, and he was a scene stealer. And he was like, he was comfort, you know, he was just, he really was the seventh friend. I've never thought about that. Him and Giannis, who I love. But actually, so some of the cast has already posted on social media about this tragic news, starting off with, of course, the three girls. So Miss Aniston, who played, of course, Rachel Green, posted, Friends would not have been the same without you. Thank you for the laughter you brought to the show, into all of our lives. You will be missed so much. James Michael Tyler, hashtag. She posted a clip from the show of when she was pregnant and Gunther tells Rachel he loves her, and then Rachel's like, thank you, I love you too, just not the same way, and Ross is like making a funny reaction, as well as a beautiful photo of him, looks like a set photo, and Lisa and Courtney also posted tribute photos as well. I'm so sorry to his wife and to his friends, and as a big fan of his, it's really, really sad. You know, Gunther was so good, and you know, James Michael Tyler was an icon. And actually, interestingly enough, when I first moved to LA, I did the Warner Brothers tour. So if you live in LA or if you're visiting LA, you can go to different studio lots, and you can take tours of different sets and stuff. So I know Paramount does it, Warner Brothers does it, Universal does it. So I've actually done all three, funnily enough. But anyways, on the Warner Brothers lot, which is where Friends was shot, they take you to the soundstage, the Friends stage, and they take you to the coffee shop, which is still a set that's up in a different area. But one of the things that they tell you, because when they show you the coffee shop, the James Michael this is the legend, the myth. I don't know if it's actually true, but he was an extra, and they needed someone to operate that coffee machine, that, you know, really the orange one that's in the set. And James volunteered and said, I can do it. And then they had him, you know, that was sort of the evolution of Gunther. That was how the inception of Gunther, I should say. But yeah, rest in peace, James Michael Tyler. You're iconic, and your legacy will, of course, be with your wife and your friends, but in your iconic role as Gunther and Friends. So rest in peace, sir. This is our second story of the day. Also, sort of a big story, which was Ed Sheeran being diagnosed with COVID-19. So this particular article is from Page Six. SNL producer scrambling to replace Ed Sheeran amid COVID-19 diagnosis. Ed Sheeran's COVID-19 diagnosis has put a damper on Saturday Night Live. The singer, who is scheduled to appear on the November 6th show, so that's not this upcoming Saturday, the following, announced via Instagram on Sunday that he tested positive for the coronavirus. Now SNL producers are scrambling to find a replacement, Page Six has learned. A source tells Page Six that Sheeran, 30, will not be allowed in the U.S. with a positive COVID-19 test. They're looking to replace him with, quote, another singer who appeals to the same demo, the source says, someone like Shawn Mendes or Justin Bieber. According to The Insider, there is also a chance SNL could let Sheeran perform remotely, though that is basically TBD. Quote, Ed is offering to perform live via video link, but this isn't something SNL does, the source told Page Six. The show likes to have the performer in studio. Yeah, I think, and then, of course, he posted there's a screen grab of his Instagram, which says, it's a note. It says, hey guys, quick note to tell you all, I've sadly tested positive for COVID, so now I'm self-isolating and following the government guidelines. It means that I'm now unable to plow ahead with any in-person commitments for now, so I'll be doing as many of my planned interviews as performances, probably remotely. I can from my house. Apologies to anyone I let down. I mean, first of all, I hope he has a speedy recovery. Second of all, when I think of Ed Sheeran, I mean, of course, he has a fabulous library of music, but when I think of him is that episode of Game of Thrones where he was like, I think it was season 7, and Maisie Williams was in the scene, and that, you know, he was with forced men just sitting around a fire, singing in Maisie's, you know, on her journey with the many faces, and they share a drink. Iconic, such an iconic scene. I love that. But I do wish him a speedy recovery, and yeah, I think they should just have him in person during another, you know, show. They shouldn't have him remote, because that's silly. But yeah, Bieber, Shawn Mendes would be great. Okay. Sorry. Very early in the morning, I haven't had my coffee, and I usually like to record my episodes after I've had a dose of caffeine so I can be lively and scream and shout, but it's too early. But yeah, this brings us to our third story of the day. The woman who has just been igniting what it is like to be a movie star in the world. This is from E! News. Angelina Jolie, Athena herself from The Eternals. Zahara and Shiloh showcase glam looks at another red carpet premiere. Okay, Angelina Jolie is obviously doing press for The Eternals from Marvel, and she is just, like, glamorous as hell on every red carpet, looking just iconic with her beautiful daughters. It's another glamorous family affair for Angelina Jolie. The Oscar winner brought along Zahara, 16, and Shiloh, 15, to the premiere of her movie, The Eternals, at Rome Film Festival 2021 in Rome, Italy, on Sunday, October 24th, which was yesterday. The three showcased elegant looks on the red carpet. Angelina wore a strapless custom Altier Versace platinum gown crafted from heritage metal mesh, while Zahara supported a Grecian white halter gown with gold crisscross straps. Shiloh donned a chic sleeveless black cocktail dress paired with neon yellow red and black spotted sneakers. How cool. I love that. Angelina and ex-Brad Pitt's 6 children have occasionally joined the actress on the red carpet at her film premieres over the years. In recent weeks, the actress has brought several of her kids along with her to celebrity events as she promotes Marvel's The Eternals, which is set for release November 5th. I mean, you guys, she looks like she is in a silver. It's like a very, very, like, iconic Versace look. Her waist is cinched, her hair is gorgeous, her makeup is flawless, her body is just insanely fabulous, and, like, I can't get over the dress, and Zahara and Shiloh look, I mean, there are no words. I mean, these women are just beautiful, and it's not just a physical thing. Like, you can tell that they're really good people. Oh my god, I love the sneakers too, Shiloh's dress, and Zahara, like, girl, let me tell you something. You look good. So fabulous, queens, and I'm really, really happy to see Angie with, you know, probably the most important people in her life joining her on these red carpets, which are her children. So, love it, and can't wait to see The Eternals. And speaking of iconic and fashionable queen, this brings us to our fourth and final story of the day, which is from Page Six Style. Lauren Sanchez picks up a new Birkin bag ahead of Jeff Bezos' date. Okay, Lauren Sanchez, the iconic, famous girlfriend of Jeff Bezos. I don't know if she's a fiancé, but or a girlfriend, but I don't know. But she's carrying a fabulous Birkin bag on a date with the richest man in the world. Like, how fabulous is she? Lauren Sanchez stepped out last week with an expensive accessory on her arm. And no, we're not talking about Jeff Bezos. During the couple's recent lunch date with Sanchez's ex, Tony Gonzalez, and his wife, October, the 51-year-old news anchor carried a petite new Hermes bag in a classic tan color. The coveted carryall was a recent purchase from the luxury reseller Madison Avenue Couture. The shop told Page Six Style. An identical 25-centimeter Celliere Birkin with gold hardware is listed at $34,500 on Madison Avenue's Couture website. Either she makes a lot of money being a news anchor, or Daddy Jeff bought her that bag, which is fabulous. Or Lauren Sanchez is independently wealthy. Like, she don't need no man. Although it does really help to be dating the richest man in the world. She probably is, like, showered with incredible jewelry and, like, bags. Like, can you imagine? Sanchez styled the purse with a mini dress in a complimentary neutral hue, along with a double-breasted white coat and Alexander McQueen sneakers, $580. She also wore a ring with a large green stone on her left finger, although she and Bezos 57 haven't announced an engagement. Oh, first of all, Jeff looks fabulous. She looks like he's, like, ripped. And Lauren looks iconic. Like, she kind of looks like she's dressing like Kim K, which I love. And she's carrying a Birkin, which is just, like, I can't even. But I actually went shopping this weekend with my bestie, and we went to Hermes, and I got myself something, you know. But we were looking at Birkin bags for him, because he loves Birkin bags. So, if you're carrying a Birkin, you are, it's a status symbol, you know, it's like, you're iconic, you're fabulous, but it's really nice to see them out and about, of course, surrounded by bodyguards in tow. But I'm really happy. I love whenever I get to see photos of them out and about. I've seen, like, photos of them, like, on boats and just walking around. Like, how iconic. She's very beautiful, and, you know, obviously he's who he is, but he's not a bad-looking guy. I mean, he's not my type. But if you, like, factor in billions and billions of dollars, maybe. There's, like, that episode of Sex and the City where Samantha goes on a date with a much older guy. It's the episode Donald Trump was in. And she's walking with Carrie, and she's like, what's the oldest you would date? And she's like, 50s? And she's like, factor in millions and millions of dollars. And Carrie goes, 50s? It's so funny. Goldie Cox is the joke. And if you know, you know. If you know, then I highly suggest you rewatch Sex and the City. But, yeah. All right, everybody. That is our Monday episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Andrew Dimitri, the mistress of pop culture. You know where to stream my podcast. I don't have to get into spiel. Have a fabulous start to the week. Take care. Be well. Be safe. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow, Tuesday. Bye-bye.